Now let's follow Paul. I'm reading Acts 23, verse 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Now, Paul is before the Sanhedrin. The chief priests and the council are there. Now, this is his defense. "And the high priest, Ananias, commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth." Paul wanted to speak, and the high priest wasn't about to let him speak until he was ready to hear him. "Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited sepulchre," or whited wall, I should say, "for sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law." Now, you see, no man could be at all punished until a judgment has been handed in. Just because he's been arrested and accused of a certain crime, that granted no liberty in that day to those who had arrested him. You see, in that day, Roman law granted a great deal of justice. Actually, although the trial of Jesus makes you recognize how Roman law even could be twisted and turned, and that the important thing is not so much a system or a law, but rather the ones who are conducting it or in charge of it. There are a great many people today feel like that if we change our form of government, or we change our party that's in power, whichever it is, they always feel like if we just make a change, well, that would solve our problems. Well, that never solved our problems, you see. The man who began this system had a great consciousness of God. And although a man like Thomas Jefferson, he was a deist, you'd not call him a Christian by our measurement today, but at least he had a conviction that the Bible was the Word of God, and he respected it. Well, we don't have that today, and then we wonder why the system won't work. We think we need to change the system. You know what we need? We need to change the man today. It's man that needs changing and not the system. And so here is this high priest, and he has Paul smitten on the mouth. And Paul could speak very strongly. This idea that Paul was some sort of a pantywaist and that humility means that you're sort of a Mr. Milquetoast is a big mistake. Actually, humility and meekness means that you're doing God's will. That's what it means, regardless of the price. And I think Paul is a meek, humble man, but he's not about to take this lying down. And he calls this man a whited wall. And he says, "You're judging me according to the Mosaic law, but you're breaking the law." And that reveals that Paul knew the law, you see, that a man could not be condemned or punished until a judgment had been handed down. Now, will you notice? "And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest?" Now, Paul didn't know he was the high priest. Someone asked me the question. Paul should have known that he was the high priest. He should have. But you see, apparently suffering from eye trouble, he couldn't see. Certainly he'd know the high priest. This man knew the Mosaic law, knew the ritual. He was a Pharisee and a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Now will you notice? "Then said Paul, I knew not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it's written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." You see, Paul knew the law. He knew every detail of it. And the law had said you'd respect your rulers. That's something else that we've forgotten about today. I personally believe that the president of the United States, regardless of who he is and how bad he is, ought never to be made a subject of a cartoon, that he ought never to be ridiculed. It's the office that we should respect. And we today, as human beings, need to respect authority, even when that authority sometimes is bad. Paul said, obey the powers that be. And the interesting thing is that Nero was on the throne in Rome at that time, and he was a madman.